questions.
How much sleep?
How's the jet lag? How's the jet lag?
It ain't really hit me yet. Just kind of excited right now to be here and just trying to get in and learn as much as possible right now. So I'm pretty sure when I lay down, I'll probably be out.
When did you hear about this deal? Was it yesterday or sooner?
Yesterday. My agent gave me a call. It was like, you know, actually it was Saturday night. So he was like, you know, it's a possibility. You know, we'll let you know tomorrow. So I went in like a regular day. You know, going through meetings and lifting and stuff, and while I'm in a meeting, my agent gave me a call. He was like, "Hey, just go home and wait for me to get you, you know, give you a call. You've been traded." So that's how it was. That's how it went down.
What time did you jump on a plane up for?
11:30 last night.
Seattle time.
Yeah. So that was my first red eye. I'm not really looking forward to those anymore, but it was cool. I was excited about getting here. You know, so. Whatever it took.
You've been a starter before in your career. You've been a backup before in your career. Do you feel you'll be able to settle into a role here behind Fitz pretty easily?
I hope so. You know, right now I'm just trying to learn as much as possible. Just trying to get familiar with everybody. Just show my teammates, you know, that I'm here to, I'm here to work. You know, so that's pretty much it. And I'm not looking too far ahead of it right now. I'm just trying to get ready just in case I play Thursday night or what. Just trying to learn as much as possible.
What's realistic in terms of getting this down to a point where maybe you at least feel comfortable with a game plan from week to week? What's the time frame? What's realistic?
I don't know. I'm just going to try to cram as much as possible right now. I feel like I'm a pretty quick learner. So, I mean, it's different terminology, but it's mostly the same concepts. So I just got to really erase all that stuff I had in my head the last 6 years and just try to learn this new system. You know, it seems pretty fun. Just watching, you know, Fitz the last couple of years, the way he's been playing, the way the offense has been doing. So, you know, it's like a pretty good offense.
He's got to get it out quick here, you know, and you had to do that in the West Coast system. I mean, do you think there's some parallels, some similarities there that could cater to having a little quicker learning curve?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was taught when I was younger, you know, the best thing for young quarterbacks is to spread things out, you know, so they can actually see, you know, who's coming. So by the offense being so spread out, you're able to identify blitzers and stuff a little bit easier. But, you know, by you being spread out, you're going to get a lot more blitzers. So that's something I got to work on, you know, as far as learning the system, knowing what my hot reads are, and be able to get the ball out as quick as possible.
It looked like, you know, you had gotten a fresh start in Seattle, mm-hmm. given, you know, how you came on at the end of last season. How do you now view this? I mean, for another fresh start, or how do you view this?
Well, my agent called and he told me, and I should talk to the GM from Seattle. He said Buffalo called, gave him a call, so I was with some interest there. And as a quarterback, as a player, you know, you just want to feel like, you know, you want it, and that's all I really want, you know. So I'm here to do whatever they tell me to, just try to be the best I can be.
How motivated are you last year? How did you look at your season last year? Were you satisfied with it?
Oh, no, definitely. I was very disappointed. I got hurt. You know, I just got there. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at, okay, it's my new start. You know, Coach Carradine seemed on board. So I was like, okay, it's time to go. Then we started slow. You know, it was a young offense last year. Defense kind of held us down a little bit until we got ourselves together on offense. And we got the running game going and just kind of took off from there. We started playing a lot better football, but obviously I wanted to play better. I didn't want to get hurt. Being that I was limited in practice, probably practice like once a week maybe, on limited throws. So, man, it could have been better. But, you know, I felt good with the way that we finished the season. Kind of strong, so it was better than our start.
Last one, got to play with the point back. Was it left side, right side?
Yeah, it was my throwing arms. But, yeah, I really don't know exactly how I was able to play. They pretty much told me I was done. And it was like, well, you can't really hurt it any worse. I would say, well, let's just give it a shot and see what happens. And gave it a shot, and it turned out good.